Rollmonger's Actual Play Podcast is proud to present Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance Campaign. Starring Jeff Ball, myself, as narrator and game master, with players Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, and Frank Hamilton. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting night across the galaxy.
Actually, you know what I'll do is I will, just so that there's no debate about what, you know, can and cannot be seen, I will turn on the fog of war and I will reveal to Merrick exactly what he sees. That's about it. Because of the angle, you'd have to drop into the room a bit more.
Cool.
Actually, I'd probably give you a bit more considering you're on the back edge of that vent. So you see two guards over by a crate on the left side of the room. You see a droid, protocol-style humanoid, sitting at a desk. You see a little R2 unit plugged into a console that he's the protocol droid is sitting at. And on the other side of the room, there's a thug leaning up against another big, bulky box of crates. And these crates are all taking up about 4 squares, as you can see. You cannot see the back end of the room. And, you know, everyone's just kind of looking at you by the time you got down here.
Maintenance crew?
Can I have what is it? Deception? Are you still in your overalls? I thought you guys took those off.
Yeah, we would have.
I think you guys took those off last session, like once you got down here to the vent and were ready to like make your big go. Could be wrong.
I thought Merrick couldn't fit in it anyways.
Yeah, that's right. He just like pulled the pants on and it ripped all the way to the body.
I think I have enough negatives against me in this one to know that we're looking for something really high on the dice to show up for this to be feasible. And that is far cry from being a high number. With all my modifiers and negatives, I have a 2 on the dice. So yeah. After I add my positives into it, I get a 2.
All right.
So Merrick relays up to us over comms that the room's occupied.
Yep. And you there's a big tense moment. And like I said, you don't hear any or, you know, we're made or anyone's arming themselves. They're just all quiet. And Merrick's sitting there dangling and he's kind of quietly describing the room on the mic. And then he says, they pull weapons.
Perhaps okay. I have the wrong level. Have a good day.
You see three guys just all in unison slowly shake their head back and forth like, no.
Keep descending down. Okay. I'm on the opposite wall that they're on?
Yes.
Okay, I let go of the rope.
All right. And you drop and hang in the air with you activate your jetpack?
Yep.
Okay. The protocol droid immediately tells them to stand down, and he stands up from his desk.
Gentlemen, please, would you mind identifying yourself? My men are not used to anyone accessing our headquarters via, well, the way you have. Who are you, and what are you doing here?
Can Rahal hear that?
Yep, you guys can hear. He's calling it out plainly across the room, and he's actually only a square away from the...
So Rahal is going to... Okay, so yeah, I'm going to grab the rope and start working my way down. But as I do that, I'm going to speak. I don't know if this would be deception or maybe persuasion. I'm not quite sure.
Are you lying? If you're lying, it's deception.
No, actually, I'm telling the truth.
Well, then, even if you're leaving out details, you can still call it persuasion. It's just if you're, you know, out and out lying.
Okay, well, I'll throw some climbs out. This might be bad, though. How many climbs do you want?
Well, let's go round per round here because I'm not convinced that Merrick has, is opted for the peaceful solution. Okay?
And yep.
Just because this droid says stand down, guys, doesn't mean the guys are going to stand down. So Merrick was coming down this corner, okay? He's dropped straight down, and now he's hovering with his jetpack in the air. And
okay.
The guys all go for guns, and the droid immediately jumps up and goes, wait a minute, gentlemen. So let's say Merrick has the surprise round, and he's moved himself, like he's floated over here during the surprise round, his movement, to get into a better position, because that's where Ryan just plunked him. So that's where we're at now. in the surprise round that's sort of everybody has, you've moved over to the rope. And now okay. that we are at round one, talking is free.
I guess we should roll some initiative maybe? Or
it depends. Merrick, are you going to go to guns on this, or are we just going to keep this in roleplay static?
Well, I haven't been told to kill anyone. And
yeah, Rahal always prefers a diplomatic solution to weapons fire. That sort of thing draws attention, and it's bad for business.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And it's protection is the only time. So at this point, he's just looking to get himself into an intimidating position to try to help his financier talk okay. his way through his position.
It's a bit of a wait for Rahal to come down here. So what I'm saying is, anybody answering the droid? Because if you make him wait for...
Rahal is. I'll talk while I'm climbing, if I can. This might not be good. So I'll give you... I'll throw out a few climbs.
Go ahead. Give me 3 seconds of line and then roll again. Hang on a second. I want to see if you fall mid-sentence.
Okay, so I come down the ladder and say, pardon the intrusion, gentlemen. Pardon the intrusion. Normally, I don't take a back route to access things, but things are heating up on the station above here, and I believe we have some third business.
Roll. Third roll. That's got you far as the second roll here. Natural one. There it is. Climb of zero. Oh, dude. Oh, I was going to let you have that. Because a rope braced against the wall, the DC is 5. And unless you fail it by 5 or more.
Yeah, I'm rolling at a -1. So that was a natural zero. This could be bad.
But you know what? I think you're still good because zero is still within 5.
Okay. I'll take it.
I just want to quickly look up climbing now. That would be awesome. Pardon the intrusion. So rope against the wall to brace or not rope, you know, blah, 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 is 5, right? So as long as a failed climb check to gates make no progress and a check that fails by 5 or more means that you fall. So actually it's 4 or less and stuck. 5 is, okay. So go back to the line and let's have your Wilhelm.
So as I said, pardon the intrusion, but I don't normally take such an extravagant detour to get to places, but things seem to be heating up on the station.
So he's 2 squares out of 4 squares down the chute and suddenly appears in the ceiling, Merrick, and he just goes flying down past you. What do you guys do? Now I'm going to start combat rounds.
Of course you are. Is there anything I can do to try and save myself? Like, I'm falling, but the rope's still there, right?
Yeah, you can. But like I said, first there's the yell and the initial plummet of, you know, deceleration trauma. So you've fallen a full... you know, body length before you can sign up. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? So you've actually gone the 4 squares plus the room and are at least 2 more squares below Merrick before you can actually, like, react. You know what I'm saying? Or actually get to the floor. So I'm just curious if anyone can do anything or panics and does anything before we give you that reflex save where you can actually grab the lip.
Could I knowledge tactics this to make something better for any one of us?
No, but you can use movement to try and fly down and catch him. Luckily, the shaft is insanely long.
That was my second option.
Okay. Anybody else?
Question.
Yes?
It doesn't specifically say enforce choke, but... or force break. Sorry.
No scream. I can't hear him scream. Just cut off his windpipe. It's the puppy down the well all over again. I don't want to hear those screams. He just silences him. 600-foot drop. Terrible.
But it doesn't specifically say that it, like, lifts him up or holds him in place when I use force grip. But would I be able to, like, catch him with it?
Oh, no, you need move object
force
for that.
Vader grip.
Yeah, there's okay. Vader was
doing a 2-4. He's either using his cybernetic strength because the guy has cyber arms. Do you have...
No, it's fine. I figured I'd ask.
Can you?
No.
Okay.
That was the only idea. Everything else is just like, oh, I can break your mind or like help your mind. I can't do anything else.
I can up the DC of you getting that reflex save because not only do you have to like reach out and hit a solid object because you're falling.
Yeah, I have to deal with choking.
You know, choke while doing it. You know, we've got to make this a challenging adventure.
The only thing I can add to help is that you can take 10 on climb checks.
Really?
Really?
Yes. But, yeah, you can. It says so in the special section right at the end.
Huh.
Well, where's the point of falling? Because if you actually
Well, that would be the when you're climbing rushed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd have to say this is a combat situation. He's right. Yeah, if he's repelling.
It was still a critical fail, though.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, if you set yourself up with gear and pitons and la la la.
Oh, I just mean, like, next time, if he managed to get the rope again and survive.
Yeah, just take the vibe with it.
I'll look into that, but where's the drama of... Anyway, if you look here under, it says catching yourself while falling. It's practically impossible to catch yourself on a wall while falling, but you can, in these rules, instead of a reflex, you make a climb check. The DC is the wall's DC plus 20 to do so.
Oh, I'd never pass that. The best I can get is 19 on a climb check.
Wow, these rules are so mean. I thought the Pathfinder thing, you know, reflex of 20, you're good, buddy. Reflex
well, they're mean, and they're mean and they're nice. In extreme situations, they're mean because it's an extreme situation, but they let you take 10 on a climb check. That's awesome.
I have yet to find that part. But anyway, right now, you're plummeting. Let's have that roll anyway. Because that's your.
You want a reflex?
No, I want a climb check.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
What is your climb bonus? Actually, -1.
-1.
Oh, okay. Because
yeah.
We were looking for like the 5 is all you need, plus 20 for the DC. So we'd be looking for a 25. So I thought maybe a natural 20 or something would help you. But okay. So, no. Yeah. He comes plummeting down, and two elbows in his little white coat up on the edge. And looks at Merrick right in the face, just enough time to say, "Catch me, you fools!" And then pfft, over the edge of the bridge. No,
it'd be flailing and panicking.
No, I was trying to do the Lord of the Rings bit, you know, instead of "Fly, you fool!"
Fly, you fool!
Fly, you fool! Looking at Merrick, who can actually fly right now.
I would have thought he was looking at Merrick like potential solid ground.
No, I'd be giving you the Bambi eyes. That's what you see. My eyes would be like, "Hoo-hoo, please."
He's behind you. Merrick, you're trained on these guys in front of you, and you flew to the front edge, so he actually goes falling behind you in this corner where you left the rope.
But I'm screaming. That might have got his attention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, so the Jedi doesn't have the right power. Can I have a heal check from the doctor? You could just yell, "Go limp." No? Okay.
I could try maybe do like life science or like natural sciences, how to land so he squishes nicely. I don't know.
Yeah.
Land on your neck. It'll be least painful.
Jay, powerless, you watch him plummet. Poser, you could choke him on the way down, but I don't think that's helping. Merrick, you hear him, you know, mid sentence cut off and start flailing and screaming, and you just hear it go right by behind you. What do you do?
This is not a very good convincing point, boss.
Let's have some fun. You have a jetpack, which is currently burnt one round. You have 9 rounds left.
Right.
You have 9 rounds to catch the plummeting man, right?
I hate the numbers.
I'm going to roll for the deceleration, and I want you to roll initiative to act against it. And every time you beat my roll, you can catch up to him. Now, can the jetpack fly faster than a guy can fall? Or do you just shut it off and try and catch him? The thing is, he's got a head start.
Well, yeah. So he has inertia and I have inertia, but I have inertia plus thrust.
Right. So you need to cut your engines and then point yourself down, then kick them back in and speed up and catch him.
Plus, Merrick has a weight over Rahal, which will add a lot. Well, depending on gravity.
My inertia is higher.
Yeah. He'd reach a higher point of terminal velocity. Than just because of his mass.
Merrick's top end would be higher.
Yes, but the question is, how long is that shaft? I'm going to roll.
I told you not to speak the math to me.
Twice as much. I'm going to roll a d20. All right, it's going to take you this many rounds right in front of me. You're going to eat a generator. Merrick, 16 rounds.
That's fantastic.
15 rounds. He's going to eat a generator. What do you do?
I dive after my...
Okay. Do you have a fly check?
Financier.
You need to literally like 180 yourself upside down because you are suspending yourself.
Pilot check?
Yep. Piloting, fly check, whatever it is to maneuver properly.
Yeah, it would be pilot. I don't think there is fly in this.
Pilot of 10, cut the engines, simple maneuver. You're under no duress besides time. So, kill the engines, let yourself fall and flip over naturally, cut them back in. I'm going to say that wastes around 13 rounds until you guys hit that generator. What do you do?
can I try to re-grab the rope, or is that just it's not even worthwhile because
actually you
I
can
never
because it's catching yourself and falling, is it like once per I guess they kind of give you a one-off because they say you can kind of catch yourself while you're falling and that's kind of it, as opposed to I don't see any reason why not. As long as there's a surface in front of you and you've not hit the ground, I don't see why you cannot try. The problem is you've already calculated that the DC is impossible for you.
Force point.
We're getting to
that. That's what I was. That's what I was going to say. Like, can I try again, or was that my attempt? Because I'll blow a force point.
Yeah, if you get a natural 20, and roll a 6 on a force point, that would make the DC. Merrick, piloting. 13 rounds.
14.
14. Okay, you start gaining ground on him. Rawl.
Yes, I will blow a force point, but I can't seem to find where it is.
Near top.
Oh, there it is. I've got five. Good. Yay. Yay, force points.
Yeah, you guys were burning destiny points to stay alive last when the very first combat. We were calling them force points, but later in the episode, we corrected ourselves and said, these are actually destiny points.
Which, how many do you have of destiny points?
One, you can do it every level.
Okay, so I have zero of those.
Yeah, and even the doctor used one to save Maya's life in a trick of the rules.
I think I'm the only one that still has their destiny point.
Yep.
All right, so here's my climb. Come on.
3. do you have to say you're using the force point before or after the roll?
Okay. Oh, crap, I just realized something. Okay, well, anyways... that one that was 0 would have actually been a 1. I have a 0 for my modifier, but I forgot that I had moved down the condition track in the last encounter, and I forgot to move myself back up after we rested.
Ah, I see. Well, having too much fun. Hand off the chess piece. Sorry. All right.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That time, like, I rolled it again after correcting that, and I was like, 3. Why is that 3? Oh, the condition track. So anyways, but yes, so that was a fail. Do I still have to blow the force point?
You said you were going to use one. Now, does he have the option to use one after he rolls?
Okay. After the roll? I don't remember how that works.
I'll look that up just a minute.
Pre or post? Pretty sure you have to use it before. I think it's a
hit. Yeah, I think so, too.
So that burned one. Now, luckily, Merrick is gaining ground on you. For 4.
Yay, D20 dice.
He's doing the running man in midair, and the rope is just like tips of his fingers away, and it's kind of waggling in the air, you know, against the edge there. He's just trying to get purchase on it as he's plummeting.
Can Poser yell something down the shaft?
Sure. Yes, Poser can.
Go spread eagle. It'll slow your movement slightly.
It'll reduce your falling speed. Sure, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll take that advice. I don't know how much it'll help, but I'll take that advice.
Who needs to use the force when I can just, like, swan dive myself to my death? It'll look so cool when you hit the bottom, too.
By the looks of it, it's just a free action. So if you say you're going to use it and you grow low, just don't use it. Because the only thing that by the looks of it from the official rules, it looks like it's a house rule that we're playing with for as far as like you have to declare that you're using a force point before you can roll it in your turn. Otherwise, it's a free point or free action.
It's a free action to use. Oh, I see. And you can use a free action before or after a standard or a move.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Okay. Because there's still that chance of like, oh, I came within 6, and you burn the force point after looking at the roll results going, there's the nudge, or, oh, it was so close, I only rolled a 2, so yeah, why not?
I mean, if you only die from the fall, you can use a force point to keep yourself alive, but then there's the incinerator.
That's true. I merely fall on...
Sir, you might want to save your force points for the incinerator. That's my recommendation.
Yeah.
Well, how fast am I falling per round? Because the rope does end.
Well, luckily, let's have another pilot check from Merrick. Oh, I can just see the fan mail now how badly we're handling this. But I will give you your force point back.
17.
There it is.
Yeah.
So you're just going spread. You're just going spread eagle, right? Ready to accept your fate, slowing, and like an inverted Merrick head comes down beside you. reaching out. Yeah.
The first thing that comes to my mind is Jesus, take the wheel.
All right. So, Merrick, you grab him.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're accelerate. He grabs you, and now you're rushing to your doom faster because he's upside down and he's grabbed onto you, and now pushing straight towards you. Come on.
I'm just gonna hold on to him for dear life and trust in my badass mercenary companion.
No, no one's got a comment about how we're both going to go together now. You're upside down, thrusting even faster than falling, as previously stated.
I appreciate the humor, but now is not the time. This is a lot of serious. I have to focus so much. Someone was speaking the mask to me earlier, and now I have to fly down shaft, if you don't mind.
All right.
Merrick, use seismic toss.
Yes.
Yeah. And throws him towards the generator. You should have paid me sooner. All right. Now you need
Now my share 100%.
Yep. Now you need to roll over.
The Emperor says hi.
Upside down, clutching your friend, you need to roll over midair in this 4x4 square shaft and hope to God that your jetpack can handle not only the deceleration of you, because you've actually sped towards the ground, as it were. The jetpack has to not only slow you guys, it has to accommodate the extra weight.
I understand. I must do barrel roll.
You must do awesome piloting roll. Let's have them. 16. Very nice. All right. He manages to flip you guys up. Kicks in the Uber thrust. Now, can you not burn extra rounds of thrust for more power?
I would wish that I could if I ever wanted to.
Well, I'll tell you what. Remember we talked about 16 rounds until you hit something? And I was at 13? We've wasted at least 4. You're at 9. So, do you want to risk destroying your backpack and, like, you know, doing something to make it jerry-rig it, overheat it, or whatever, just to be safe? Because then there's also the getting back up. Or do you just want to trust that, you know, the thrust will slow us and then eventually bring us up?
Well, looking down the shaft, do I see impending doom?
That's not your concern. You will slow and actually ascend before you hit the bottom. But do you have enough juice to get all the way back up before your jetpack cuts out and we begin our descent again?
My jetpack math says nay.
You guys are technically about 4 to 6 rounds below floor, and he only has 10 rounds of fuel. And now he's straining that fuel. You see what I'm
getting? Okay. So there's, I found a post, and it's more dealing with using a character with a jetpack in vehicular combat, but this might help with your decision making and the ruling.
Okay.
It has 3 speeds.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's silhouette, which basically mirrors your movement, and then there's speed, and then there's system strain threshold, which means you can give it that burst, right?
Yeah. And what does that do to the fuel?
They said that you take an action to change from one speed to another, and then another action to change from, you know, like, so to if we're probably at the max speed, it's going to take him 2 actions to get back to speed 0.
Okay, is it a move action or standard action?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
2 standard from what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, which is 2 rounds. Okay, anyway, Merrick. You're falling. You're already on speed, though, because silhouette, that's not giving you any catch-up speed. So you had to have been already at the second setting just to catch up to him, which is probably your generic 60-foot fly rate, you know, from D&D kind of thing. So you go zooming down here to grab him. You grab him. So it would only be 1 more standard to juice it.
Right.
And there is a silver lining.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to spoon-feed you guys your survival, so kick in the booster?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have flown 3, 4...
Maximum effort!
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Would I know how much fuel a regular jetpack has.
Have you ever been trained on them? Do you have any military training or flight that he has?
And it says it doesn't.
But I have a mechanics of 7. Would I be able to just roll for it?
Knowledge technology.
Oh, 2. Here, I'll roll it.
One of the complaints in the book is that it doesn't actually specify the amount nor the rate of consumption. It's just assumed that the GM will make that up.
Well, as we had talked about in the beginning, you know, we will approach the rules. We open up a forum. Everyone's kind of kicked in their 2 cents. Oh, we could do this, we could do this, we could do this. But since we're getting nowhere, we're back to just me. I wouldn't say so mean as to winging it, but I do have something in mind. Yes, Askeleth and Poser, you guys both know that this thing has about 10 rounds worth of fuel. Not left, but, you know, from the start.
Yeah, okay.
And he used anywhere from 4 to 6 rounds easy.
If that's the case, then Poser is going to take out his second thing of synth rope, untie the first one from the ladder, tie the two together, and then tie the new one to the ladder, and then toss the second bundle down.
There you go. A player denotes that they don't have to reach floor level. All you guys got to do is reach rope level, which is much lower. And now he's actually extending your rope. Good on you, sir.
Which is now 90 meters down.
Nice.
Or 60 squares. So.
Or how many squares?
60.
60?
60 squares. Oh, there you go. Okay. So, Merrick, you flip over, pilot roll, kick in the boosters, and just as you're slowing and come to like a stop and start going up, a rope comes flying down beside you guys in the corner. Bling! And once again, Poser saves your lives. You weren't sure about the first time because nobody saw him exploding stormtrooper brains. But, well, I should say help. Sorry. You guys were fine. Completely exposed in that hallway. And you're fine now. But nicely done. So, stopping, beginning to ascend, and a rope in a corner. Merrick, what do you do?
Grab with the rope.
Fly over.
Try to move over to it.
Yep. Now, did you want to just fly up and use the rope for safety? Or do you want to guys just want to stop and do the very long climb? Hopefully,
it's more to grab the rope and I'll fly up with rope, letting Raul at least hold the rope. I have a jetpack, so I'm feeling pretty confident, but that's a vulnerable position to be in, I understand.
And I probably would have grabbed it anyways.
Well, right now you're hanging on him for dear life, and he's flying around. So if he just flies over and grabs it, that one thing. Because you're piggyback, if you want to loosen the proverbial grip on a flying man over a shaft to reach out and grab a rope, that might be considered dangerous. So like the man said, he hands you a nice rope. He hands you the rope. Stop making this hard on ourselves. Hands you the rope. We fly back up. What an entrance. By this time, all right, the dudes have all positioned themselves all nice and neatly, like so. And Merrick, you pop back up on the rope side with piggybacking Rahal. Where do you want to fly to? Back all the way up to your allies or just into the room and land somewhere?
Into the room. I'd like to land over here on this side.
Anywhere you want.
Yeah. Land over here.
Okay.
And
foot roll there, jumps off your back. When you come up and come over, these guys have readied an action. Okay. So as you're landing nicely, these guys just reposition themselves for safety. Yeah. So, you know, just keep the master safe kind of thing.
Yeah. Merrick doesn't say anything, but he definitely goes into the kind of silent glower, but doesn't appear too offensive.
Okay.
And as soon as we touch down, Rahal jumps off and straightens out his clothes, does the whole sweep down and preens up a bit. And
before we get into this exchange, Poser, Askeleth, you guys can see clearly down into the shaft that these guys have come up and landed safely. What are the two of you doing as these guys are obviously going to get into it with the people in the room?
Not to be a dick at meta, but I highly suggest everybody takes 10.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Okay. Take 10 and climb down.
Taking 10 when you're not in a rush and not being threatened or distracted. You guys are threatened, so no taking 10 on climbs. Otherwise, you're about to do it.
Nobody pick a fight.
Makes sense. Doctor, you want to go or should I?
Be my guest.
So,
be sure to tie the rope off when you get down.
Rawl's still holding it. Go down like zipline style.
All right. I will make sure to do that.
Okay.
And Poser is going to grab the rope and start climbing down.
So get yourself in the corner here. out over the edge. As these guys are talking, just slowly give me climb checks and we'll see if there's any more drama.
Yeah, keep your jetpack on standby.
So, having no idea what these guys were going to do and having them all move up curiously and oppose it, let's say, like, you know, assuming they are threats, they even pulled weapons, that was threatening enough that I'm going to have all that uninteresting drama stand. The droid, strangely enough, as you guys present yourselves, is chuckling or hiss and clicking. Poser, can I have those rolls? Call him out. And Askeleth, are you getting on the roll? Emulating a chuckle.
Of course he is.
That was most entertaining. Is that all of you?
No. We got a couple more friends up the shaft. I'm sure they'll be easing their ways down. Hopefully taking the time a little more than I did. Again, sorry for the intrusion, but things up in the station were getting a little bit hairy for us, so we decided to take a back route down here. I believe I have some business to conduct with you. We were sent by Maya.
Yeah, so I rolled a climb of 5, 17, 18, and then a natural 20 for a 21.
Fair enough. And like I said, Askeleth can now take 10 because this droid seems quite welcoming. And by the time Poser joins us, he is actually saying,
"Gentlemen, come. Let's do business then."
And directs you sort of around the front of his desk.
Why would that dice go away?
I'm going to take the rope from Merrick and tie it off to anything I can see and wait for the good doctor to get down here.
All right. Yeah, he's down. So if you guys mind putting yourselves on the other side of the room, I will reveal the entire room. Just basically south of the desk, as if you would come in the door.
After the doctor gets there, I'm going to grab the rope, pull it up to the halfway point, untie it, and pull the rest of it up, put that in my bag, and just leave the other one just kind of hanging there.
So how about quietly come back over. We're not going to wait that long. So you're in the corner. You're in the corner. Getting as much rope as you can. And negotiations begin now. Okay?
Cool.
All right. So I'll leave thug placement as it is now, where they've just kind of spread out a little bit, that they're still waiting for you to come around and that kind of thing. So, Switch says, settling back in his chair.
"My designation is Switch. This is my associate, R5B8. And my men, well, no introduction really needed. Who might you all be, and what business of Maya, was it?"
He says, and he kind of looks up, and his eyes flash like he's processing, you know, the name, trying to access their memory data.
My name's Rahal O'Brace. Pleased to make your acquaintance, Switch. This is my personal bodyguard, Merrick."
He turns his head and nods.
The good Dr. Askeleth. In the corner there is a friend, Poser, who is a formidable musician. We was asked to make contact with you in regards to picking up something for Maya. She's unable to make the meeting because, unfortunately, she was on the wrong side of a blaster rifle.
Oh my, is she still functioning?
Yeah, it was a close call, but thankfully the good doctor got to her in time.
So are you asking for the cargo in her stead, or are you taking it upon yourself to take the cargo because you've learned of its existence?
She sent us down here to pick it up for her.
Do you have proof that you are working for this Maya that I was expecting?
Yeah, just a second. I'll give her a call right now. And I dial into the comm and say, hey, Maya, we made contact with Switch. He's asking for some sort of confirmation that we are here on your behalf.
No answer. She's recovering from surgery still.
R4, could you go check on Maya?
Bibbidi boppity boop. Off he goes.
Bibbidi boppity
boop. I don't bleep bleep. Bleep you.
No, that's good.
Don't tell me how to bleep my droid.
Like a little Mary Poppins droid rolling around.
Oh, don't forget you said Mary Poppins. I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2. You wait till the Mary Poppins part comes up. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Should I tell him?
No, leave it. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see it, so don't spoil it.
There's a really good bit with Mary Poppins, a line, you know.
That's
anyway,
good.
Sorry. So, can I have an intelligence roll from our good doctor?
Intelligence of 9.
Okay. All right. That kind of scrubs that DM hint. So, gentlemen, going with what Jay said before, I'm going to say your last idea about having proof of something was very close. You mentioned something about files?
Yeah, I had her information on, like, her... just the files she was using for, like, her citizenship and stuff, because I had to edit them.
Okay, so showing the phony ID that you guys conjured up for her, that's your idea?
That was the closest thing I had in my possession to her information.
You do have more information on her, lots.
Poser's going to call out from the corner. Hey, what about those surgery videos?
Getting warmer.
Did she give us something? I have no idea. I can't recall.
You guys are so close. Poser's on the right path.
Oh, get R4 to link video of her.
Yeah, but how do we have something we can display?
R4 is upstairs, plugged into a console. R5 is right here, plugged into a console.
Okay, well, I can send R4 back. I asked R4 to go back to Maya.
I'm sure he won't mind. Nope, wait, turn around again.
Well, I was going to have him go and wake her up, but fair enough. Okay, R4, return. Go back to that console you were in.
Okay. Something, something, binary, make up your mind, something, something, dark side.
Decision is made. Go back to the station, please.
Okay, he does. So Poser has an idea that he could, like, send you guys a YouTube video that he just, sent it via the net or through the console, that it would come up here. Because he has access to this room. He knew where it was. He could probably access the console and, like, send them, you know, have information show and show a clip of the video of you, like, working on the woman to save her life. Obviously, we're working for her. We're trying to save her life. That's her on the table. So, yeah, Poser's idea works. Not exactly the idea I was going for, but Askeleth has certainly put, you know, Poser on the right path there. So R5 watches the video in his head and tells Switch, you know, confirmation, these gentlemen must be working for her, or at least for the station, because they performed surgery and saved the woman's life.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
Says Switch.
I was damn good at handing scalpels.
Well, I doubt you actually work for the Empire, or I am aware of all of the station's employees, and since your names and appearances do not appear on any of those files that I can see, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, since at least with this video footage, you've proved that Maya is in no position to bring forth the previous deal of, what was it? I believe, imminently reasonable sum of 1,000 credits for the cargo.
credits. Oh yeah, I got 1,000 credits. No problem.
Rawl.
Yes.
First rule of business, buddy.
Bargain, bargain, bargain.
Never take the first offer, that's right.
Oh, I didn't say no problem to him. I was just looking at my money.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I got
no problem.
It was a metagame.
I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking in character. I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's cool. All right, so let's go with some persuasion.
All right.
1,000 credits. I don't think that was the price she mentioned, but I'm sure you can do much better than that.
So give me persuasion, and you have to beat Switch's willpower. And the good news is...
I rolled a 6, but with my...
He's already considered friendly, so there's no penalties or bonuses to the roll. You're going straight up for Switch's willpower.
Cool. So I rolled a 6, but with my mods, it's 19.
Okay. 19 is a success.
Yes.
Sweet.
I am open to negotiation. Gentlemen, in the position that I'm in, I do have some, shall we say, open opportunities for freelance employment.
Aha, now we're talking.
He says,
I would be interested in perhaps negotiating lowering the price from 1,000 credits if any of you would be willing to sign on to, I don't know, shall we say, be a constant source of information relayed back to the station and myself as you travel on your way.
I hear what you're saying. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I'll certainly have the logs ready. Would you agree to proceed then?
Aces, well, it depends.
Sorry, I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking to my compatriots at the moment.
Don't mind the good doctor. He works miracles with a scalpel, but he's a little short on table manners.
I see. I'll let you converse amongst yourselves for a moment then.
Yes, pardon me for just a second. And I'll walk over and confer with the doctor.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks.
Poser, you should have your rope by now if you want to come on over.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, good doctor, you was mentioning keeping logs?
Yes, of our travels, I will have to keep a log of observations and sightings and various things along those nature. It's just the nature of my research.
Perfect. Well, that's handy. That means I don't gotta do nothing.
It is, but how much of it would we have to send?
Well, that's a good question. So I'll turn back to Switch.
Rawl, in your profession, you know what he's talking about. He's doing a little information brokering. So basically, any information that's worth knowing or worth selling, he would want you to instantly tell him for the previous deal. You know what I mean? To knock off so many hundred credits per guy, it's sort of like an open-ended freelance thing. So it says he's willing to come down in price for each one of you that agrees to this deal to supply information on for him on a regular basis, wherever your travels may take you. So it's like, hey, update. We went to this planet and the Empire has tripled its garrison. Or, hey, we went to this planet and soybean prices have
strategic
risen.
Or trade information. Stuff that he, exactly.
Sure. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's no real snuff off your nose unless you're in actual direct competition or something.
Conflict, yeah. Which I'm not. Not yet, anyway. So he doesn't owe me money, does he?
No.
Perhaps I should. Perhaps I should be more specific. I would rather not accidentally send him information pertaining to my specific research. If that could be avoided, that would be great. Anything else is fine.
I'm sure he has very little interest in your research unless it's going to make him a pretty coin.
Well, it might very well, but fine, I see your point.
Cheers. All right, well, let's continue with the negotiations then, shall we? So I go back to the table.
So how many of you claim to be able to get him information? Or since you've sort of introduced Merrick as your personal bodyguard, unfortunately at this point Switch sees you as one entity.
Sure. Well, I can't speak for Poser and Dr. Leth, but I'd say Dr. Leth seems willing.
Indeed. I'm leaving negotiations up to you, because, like, as you saw, I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to talking to people.
Yeah.
But he just wants a straightforward answer. He makes the deal with Rawl, because I'm assuming you're making the deal here, Rawl, right? You're in?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Then there's this little side banter with the doctor, and he turns to the doctor and he says,
Doctor, your good word is all I need, but I would like it from you directly.
You have my word.
Excellent. And you, the resourceful one?
Pointing, and he's making this gesture with his hands coming apart like he's knitting, obviously implying the rope gathering.
It depends. How is this information going to be used? Is it to help the Empire or help those against it?
Click, 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 click. My entire operation would be shut down by the Empire tomorrow if they learned or managed to catch up with me. I assure you, I have no love of the Empire, and they would only work against an organization such as myself, young man.
Then I'm on board.
Very well, then. So, yourself, gentlemen, and the good doctor, I'd be willing to lower the price by 200 credits apiece. Do you have 400 credits on you?
Just then, the door bursts open right before we hear faint blaster fire in the hallway as Switch was finishing his sentence.
Pew, 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 pew.
The door blows right off of its hinges inward. Luckily, we are far enough away and through the smoke, in dramatic effect, appearing several men in the hallway, obvious, but the most prominent figure. In comes an alien. A large Chevin is the name of this man's alien species, with rags and a long trunk carrying a cane, his trunk hanging low to the ground and his mouth twisted in a snarl. He seems to recognize who is in the room, except for your party, ignores you guys, and immediately addresses Switch.
So, you thought you could hide your deal with the off-worlders from me, droid? I'm tired of not getting my cut. Turn them into scrap heap, boys! Roll for initiative.
You know, remember the scene at the edge of the volcano? Dude was Anakin became a quadriplegic in like 2 seconds.
The scene at the edge of the volcano. That's the worst scene in that whole movie.
Or we start screaming, I hate you!
I have the high ground! And the guy's just like, I don't care! Cut off all my limbs! And like literally leaps right into the guy's lightsaber.
I would totally...
Apparently the high ground was really important. You should have
been... I know. It's like, holy crap! I had no idea.
I mean, in Fire Emblem, it gives you a huge advantage.
Picture that scene, right? And he's screaming, I hate you! I hate you! I totally want one of the Terrys from Monty Python, the one that always dressed up and played the old mother, to come, like, you know, wandering on along the volcano edge going, you're overselling it! Reel it in! Too over the top even for them. You know.
It's too much. That would be actually pretty funny.
I told you not to speak the math to me.